The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, Contessas. Welcome to the Career Contessa podcast, your shortcut to being more fulfilled, healthy, and successful at work. I'm your host, Lauren McGoodwin. It's no secret that we are in one of the most competitive job markets right now. So today we're diving into a topic that may be on a lot of our minds, how to find a job. We've collected five incredible job tools to help you find your next opportunity faster and more efficiently, because let's get real, job searching is tough work and it can feel endless at times. Whether you're a recent graduate, a professional seeking a career change, or someone looking to advance in your current field, this episode is packed with actionable tips just for you. And as an added bonus, at the end of the episode, I'll be answering three job search questions submitted by listeners. If you want the chance to be featured on our show and have me answer your career questions, leave us a recording at speakpipe.com/careercontessa. Don't forget, we also put it in the show notes. And just a reminder that the recording does cut off around 1 minute and 30 seconds. So you might want to just, you know, think about what you want to say ahead of time so it can go quickly. Okay, one last thing. Don't forget to take your time to rate, review, and subscribe. It has helped our show grow so much. A little insider tip, one review equals about 1,000 downloads, and that's the number one way you can support our show. All right, now this is the Career Contessa podcast. Our first tool to help you find a job faster is Loom. One of the biggest challenges with job searching and resume building is figuring out how to easily show your expertise in a way that speaks directly to the hiring manager. Well, imagine a world where your job application jumps off the page. That's the power of Loom. Loom is a video messaging tool that isn't just about recording your screen, which it does do very easily. It also records your ambition, your enthusiasm, and your professionalism. One way to utilize Loom is to record your elevator pitch. Start with a script that introduces who you are, touches on your relevant experience, and explains why you're excited about the opportunity. Keep it concise, like you want to aim for about 60 to 90 seconds. Remember, this is your elevator pitch, so make every second count. Provide a short, succinct explanation of your career progress, your career goals, and your value proposition. Introduce yourself and speak about what makes you unique. Remember to tailor your speech to the position and the company. Resist the urge to use a ton of industry terms because you want to keep your language clear and concise. Another use of Loom could be to showcase a portfolio. For example, say you are a graphic designer applying for a creative position. You could use a Loom video to showcase your portfolio while explaining the thought process behind your designs. This not only will demonstrate your skills, but also your ability to communicate effectively, key trait in collaborative environments. So challenge yourself to create a Loom video. You can use it for free. I think you get the first 5 minutes of a video free before you have to sign up. So as long as you keep your video short, which I know you will, then it will be totally free. And you can use it to help you really stand out in the next job you apply for. So you can experiment with different approaches, perhaps a walkthrough of your portfolio, a demonstration of a project, or a personal explanation of your career aspirations. The goal is to make a memorable impression that prompts the hiring manager to learn more about you. And also, when you think about sending your resume directly to a hiring manager or a recruiter, most people are just sending it with a quick message. By adding the Loom video, not only do you really stand out, but you show that you're able, again, to take initiative and do something a little different. So I love Loom videos. And the way I would do it, like I said, is figure out what your strategy is for recording the video, what you're going to record. Record your video, send your email directly to a recruiter or a hiring manager, and you'll have a short, brief email that kind of explains, you know, I'm interested in this role or I recently applied for this role. My resume is attached, and here's a short Loom video to share more about my experience or why I'm interested in the role. So you would just put it like that, and it's just a link. And the other cool thing about Loom, just as like a fun tip, is you can see if they've watched it. So you can then log into Loom and see if they watched it. Okay. Don't worry, all of the resources we're talking about today will be linked in the show notes as well. Our next career tool is JobScan. The behind-the-scenes gatekeeper of the job application process, which is the applicant tracking system, also known as the ATS. JobScan is your ally here. It will optimize your resume to ensure it actually gets seen by a human's eyes. An applicant tracking system, also known as an ATS, is a software application that enables the electronic handling of incoming applicants. I know you're like, what does this mean? Well, ATS software is often used by mid-size to much larger companies. And really what it does is it helps sort through thousands of resumes in minutes. So companies of all shapes and sizes will use applicant tracking systems to pare down the recruitment process. In fact, 98% of Fortune 500 companies do use an ATS to sort through resumes. And a study by Kelly OGC estimates that 66% of large companies use an ATS, while around 35% of smaller organizations use help from recruitment software solutions. So what are ATS systems looking for? They are looking for specific keywords and phrases that match the job description. JobScan will analyze how well your resume matches up and offers suggestions for improvement. So you can literally put your resume into JobScan and the link to the job description, and it will analyze and tell you kind of like how well you're optimized. It's not just about keyword stuffing here. Please don't do that. It's about integrating these keywords naturally into your achievements and experiences. And I think one of the things I love about JobScan, besides the fact that it's free and it's a really helpful tool, is that it will give you these suggestions. So you can insert relevant keywords into relevant sections. For example, if a job description calls for a certain skill set, insert those skills verbatim, if possible, into your resume. A good applicant tracking system will highlight what your resume has and what it's missing. And a good rule of thumb here is this: if you have the skill and it's listed in the job description, make sure it is included in your resume. This may seem like labor-intensive work, and I know there's a little dialogue online about the fact that you shouldn't have to create a new resume for every job, but this isn't starting from scratch. This is taking 10 minutes to tailor your resume to a specific job that is going to have huge rewards for you. So again, you can conduct an ATS makeover session with JobScan for free. Start by collecting job descriptions for roles that you're interested in, and then compare them against your resume. You can make the necessary adjustments. And remember, this isn't a one-time task. You're going to want to tailor your resume for each application to increase your success rate. So my order of operations would be, you know, have my resume, have my job description, do maybe a first round review for myself. How can I tailor it based on the job description? Okay, now I'm going to run my resume through JobScan, see its suggestions, and kind of keep iterating until I get to a place where I'm really happy. Our next career tool is Career Fitter. And before I get into what this is, I know this is maybe not a specific job search tool, but sometimes when you start a job search, your first question is, what do I want to do? Or how do I figure out my next career move? So while the first two things were much more tactical, this is something that would probably go in the beginning of your job search process. That's a little bit more self-discovery, self-assessment pieces. Okay, so think of it like that. Well, Career Fitter's assessments go beyond the surface, evaluating your work personality, your strengths, and your preferences. And they offer a personalized report suggesting careers that might be a good fit for you, which can be incredibly valuable for those at a crossroads in their career. After answering about 60 questions, Career Fitter provides a fit score, which are numerical estimations that reflect how closely the characteristics of a particular career or job align with an individual's personality strengths and weaknesses. So a higher fit score number indicates a career that will utilize more of your natural strengths, enhancing your ability to make a more informed career choice. You can take this free Career Fitter assessment with an open mind, and then you can review the suggested career paths and research them further. They even get to a point where they'll tell you like salary potential, and it will even give you access to job boards that have jobs like that are hiring right now. But what I really like about Career Fitter is I think it's kind of like a first step in the process of really understanding yourself a little bit more. What are you interested in? What are your skills, your strengths, and maybe they can consider or suggest career opportunities that you hadn't discovered yet. I know I've told this story many times on this podcast, but I was working as an admin assistant in higher education. I had never heard of recruiting before. I bet had I taken an assessment like this, it would have suggested recruitment or something like that, because it's a really good match for my skill sets and my interests. And the thing is, I had just never heard of recruiter before. So that's what I like about these Career Fitter assessments. So like I said, the free version of that is also linked in the show notes. So try that out. I also think it's really fun to take it with a friend and then kind of talk about your results with each other. Okay, our fourth career tool is ChatGPT. Y'all know how much I love ChatGPT, so I could not have an episode about free career tools without mentioning it. ChatGPT can really assist you in refining your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn profile, helping you prep for an interview. I mean, we have already done an episode on this for this about how to use ChatGPT for your resume, but we also have a tool called the ChatGPT cheat sheet online. Like, I'm obsessed with this tool and it really can make your life easier. The thing about ChatGPT is that it's all about enhancing the quality of your content and making your achievements stand out, tailoring your language to resonate with your desired industry and position. It's not about just copying and pasting whatever it says. Okay, let's back up a second, because if you're like, what is this? I'll give you a quick rundown. ChatGPT is a smart computer program developed by OpenAI that can understand and respond to human language. It has been trained on text pulled from the internet. So it's, you know, trained on information that's actually out there in real life. And ChatGPT uses this text to learn patterns and information from the data. It uses a special kind of technology called deep learning to understand the meaning of sentences and generate appropriate responses. So ChatGPT prompts are these requests or these instructions that you give to the ChatGPT language model to generate a specific response or perform a particular task. That's why it's all about ChatGPT prompts. You'll hear that a lot, and it's because it can give you a better answer if you ask a better question. Think of it like that. And there are five common types of prompts you can use to research and gather information from ChatGPT. Question prompts. You ask a question and ChatGPT generates a response based on its training data and understanding the topic. For example, you might ask, what is the best career for someone who loves data and numbers? Okay, next type of prompt is an instruction prompt. You can give ChatGPT specific instructions on what you want to do or how you respond. So for instance, you might say, create a template of a networking email to inquire about employment opportunities. You could even tell it to write it in a friendly tone or write it in a professional tone. So you can really give these really specific instructions. For your resume, you could say, you could like copy and paste your bullet points, and you could say, rewrite these bullet points so that they are achievement based. So a lot of really cool things. And like I said, I like ChatGPT not for a copy and paste option, but to really just like complement and kind of boost up what you already have. Okay, the next type of prompt is a completion prompt. You can provide ChatGPT with a partial sentence or text, and it completes it based on the context. For example, you could start with, once upon a time, I found a job in dot, 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 and ask it to complete that. Next is a dialogue prompt. You engage in a conversation with ChatGPT by exchanging alternating messages. So you provide a message, and then ChatGPT responds, creating a dialogue. This is useful for stimulating a conversation. This one I like a lot if you're doing interview prep and you're trying to almost create that mock interview experience. You can have a mock interview with ChatGPT. Okay, and lastly is task-specific prompts. You provide the specific details or context related to a task or problem you want ChatGPT to help with you. For example, you can ask ChatGPT to make a list of helpful things to do before an interview, or you could ask ChatGPT to create a packing list for you when you're going to have an interview, but you're also going to have drinks with friends and you want to be comfortable on an airplane. Like, it's so cool. You can ask all these questions. So you really want to use ChatGPT to perform a before and after on your resume. You want to input one of your bullet points and ask for a more detailed achievement-focused version. You can compare those results and then apply this enhanced approach to your entire resume. I just think it's so cool that you can kind of get that real-time feedback. Okay, let's go over a couple other prompts that you could use just so you guys get an idea of what these prompts look like. I have like a long list, but I'll just go over like a couple. So you might ask, what is a good job for an organized person with great listening skills? You might ask, assist me in identifying skills I should learn to become, and then in parentheses, the job title. Create a resume for this job position, and then you would hit shift enter and create a new line and paste the job description in there. So it can literally use the job description you're looking at. Explain typical job responsibilities for a job title. If you're like trying to explore, you could say something like, create a resume headline or resume summary based on my LinkedIn profile. And then you would hit shift enter to create a new line. And then you would paste your entire LinkedIn profile copy. You can't just put the link in there. You have to copy and paste the copy in there. Make a list of career contestants' best job search advice. Create a list of the most common interview questions for, and you can create your job title in there. So there's a lot of things that you can do. Like I said, it's great for your resume. It's great for exploring careers. It's great for networking. You could say, write a post-interview thank you note to this person, and you could copy and paste their LinkedIn profile into there. So again, all these prompts are tools that you have at your disposal that are free, and they allow you to just kind of have that competitive edge to not only move faster, but maybe be a little bit better in how you're presenting those things. And our fifth and final career tool is Career Contessa. Okay, obviously we are a little biased, but we have created tons of content and resources that cater to every stage of your career. And our goal is to really empower and educate you so that you can make the most informed decisions about your career. And look, I know that there's a chance that some of you may only know us from this podcast, but we do have an entire website, careercontessa.com, that provides tools for finding a job and thriving in your career long-term. We've got free articles on pretty much every career topic. We have free downloadable resources, including networking templates or tips on how to manage your time better, communication templates or job interview flashcards. And we've got a library of amazing online courses that are more in-depth advice that include video tutorials. So one of our most popular courses is the Resume Makeover, where we'll give you a template and step-by-step instructions on how to tailor that resume and apply for jobs. Oh, and it gets even better. We also offer one-on-one career coaching if you want that personalized advice. If you're a job seeker, I would highly encourage you to set the challenge of exploring one new free career resource on Career Contessa each week, whether it's a podcast episode, an article, a webinar. Each piece of content is really designed to advance your career knowledge and skills. So really you can set actionable goals based on what you learn. And if you are someone who's looking to advance in your career, I highly recommend that you subscribe to this podcast and you subscribe to our newsletter so that as the topics are coming in, when they hit that certain stage in your career, you have this free resource that you can trust and that you can go to. All right, so those are our five free career tools that can help you find a job faster right now. And to recap, they are Loom, JobScan, CareerFitter, ChatGPT, and Career Contessa. And I'll be sure to link everything in our show notes. All right. And then as promised at the beginning of the episode, I'm going to listen to some listener submitted job search questions, and then I'll be answering each one. All right. Let's take a listen to the very first one. Hi, Andrea. I really admire that you want to make a pivot from teaching to corporate. I actually did something sort of similar. I was actually going to be an education or a teacher in elementary program and decided that that wasn't for me, but I did end up working in higher education and then wanting to switch to corporate and recruiting. And so here is kind of my story of how I was able to go from higher education to something corporate. The first thing I would say is I did a lot of informational interviews and networking. So you already know kind of the job title that you're looking for. So I'd highly recommend get really active on LinkedIn, find people who have that job title, who work at cool companies in Chicago, and learn more about what skills and qualifications they need, kind of what their day-to-day is like. You might even be able to get some salary market research out of them because maybe the companies you're applying to, they just don't pay well enough, but there is someone with that job title who works at a company where the way it's listed, they do pay more. You know, my number one tip is a lot of networking. From the networking piece, what I would do is use what you learn to help you really create a resume that sells a story, not of you as the teacher, but where you're going. So you want to connect the dots with transferable skills. You want to start using their exact language. So here's an example. When I worked in higher ed, we called them students. You know, I was working with students. But when I created my resume for a recruiting job, I used the word candidates because that was the language that they used. So I fully believe that you can make this pivot, and it's all about making sure that you can connect the dots with those transferable skills. And I think one of the best places where you can learn what those skills are and kind of walk the walk and talk the talk is through networking. Also, when those job opportunities open up, you can go back to your network and let them know, I recently applied for this job. Can you refer me or keep me in mind if you hear of these opportunities? Because it sounds to me like there's are opportunities that exist out there maybe, and that you're great in an interview. That's awesome. But I think kudos to you for holding out for, you know, your quote unquote, what you're worth, really that market research or market rate that you totally deserve. So good luck. Keep us posted. Hi, Kelsey. I absolutely love this question. And I love that you kind of say growth question mark. I think you are absolutely showing a lot of growth because I think you do get to a point in your career where you get just much more crystal clear on what is important to you. And it sounds to me like your flexibility and your autonomy of being able to work mostly remote, even if it's two times a month where you're going into an office, you really value that. And I think one of the most important things you can do, especially when you're either doing a passive or active job search, is try to get crystal clear on what are those like two or three most important things. Now, maybe you're talking to the wrong person because I absolutely would feel the same way. I think being able to work mostly remote, hybrid a couple times a month or a couple times a year, whatever it is, sounds like a good gig for me. But I would also encourage you to maybe just keep passively looking. I think one of the lessons from at least the current, you know, job search market is it is good to sort of passively be thinking about things, updating your resume, networking with people, because maybe you will find that remote job that offers a little bit of a hybrid, but also does offer more money. So I don't think this is a black and white answer. I think there's a lot of gray space here. And I think just because the jobs you've found so far are not maybe a perfect fit doesn't mean that something won't exist. So I think you're doing everything right. And also, I think there's a lot of value in being able to recognize like, yeah, I could job hop, but I'm going to miss out on this thing that is actually important to me. And that not only does it show growth and kind of that growth mindset, but it also shows that you have a lot more clarity about who you are and what's important to you. And I think that's fantastic. And I would not lose that. Okay. So what I'm hearing here is essentially you've been searching for a job for 6 months and you're definitely finding the process to have some issues, to say the least, in it. And I would say that the whole recruitment process right now absolutely feels a little bit broken. It's definitely losing the human part of it. And so I totally understand wanting to reach out and let them know, like, look, you know, maybe for an example, I uploaded a resume, then you asked me all the same questions, then you asked me it again. You know, like the process of applying for jobs is kind of terrible right now, and there definitely needs to be something to fix there. I don't think that it's worth sort of reaching out to people because I think your time is better spent with your job search and focus. But, you know, if you did apply for a job, get the job offer, and you got in touch with a recruiter or something like that, and you wanted to get the feedback once you were there in the company on how they could make their process better, I think that would be great. Or maybe that is an example you could use in the interview process. Like if they asked you what's something you think we can improve, you know, maybe you have a perfect case study. In terms of your question about like, should I let other people know this? Would it help be helpful for them? This immediately made me think of LinkedIn. A lot of people are sharing on LinkedIn about their job search experience, what's working, what's not working. And they're kind of doing it in real time. And what I think about it is interesting about that is that you can get feedback from other people. You can learn from other people, get their tips. It's kind of like that giving and receiving where you're probably getting information from other people's posts on LinkedIn. The only thing I would caution you is that any future employer is going to look at that information too. So keep it super professional. Maybe don't rag on one specific company and tag them in it, but maybe overall high level lessons that would apply to everybody. And if you can use that to show that you're, you know, let's say you're working with like applying for like a customer experience role, like this is something that you could tie in with your writing. So I would do it if it's something that can kind of show off a skill set, because like I said, if you start talking about your experience with the job search on LinkedIn, a recruiter is also going to look at that. So things to keep in mind, but I absolutely agree that the job search process right now is broken. The ghosting, the multiple assignments, the lack of transparency. I've heard people who spend, you know, it should not take this long to apply for a job online. So I really do feel for that. And that is maybe a little bit of beyond my control, but I just want you to know, I don't think you're alone. I'd absolutely see those stories. All right, you guys, those are the three listener questions and answers. If you have more questions that you want to have me answer on the show, go ahead and leave me a voice memo. It's literally one button that you click. I put it in the show notes and then I can answer your questions on future episodes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Career Contessa podcast. Please take your time to rate and review and subscribe to our show. It really does help us grow so much. And also don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. That's where we really will encourage you to check out all these free resources on a regular basis. And don't forget, everything is listed in the show notes.